for VWA Mobile.
Day.
Disappointed, but you know, that's normal. I'll get over with. I'll get over it.
Did you not hit the lottery last night?
Hey, it's a long story. I have this piece of property in Eureka County, Nevada, and that I've been trying to sell for a while now. And I had someone who was interested in it. First, he wants to give me about $79,000 for it. Then he comes back a couple of weeks later. Oh, I can only go as high as about $50,000. You know, this is after I'd already done a bunch of his work for him as far as researching, you know, what everything there is to know about that property. And I said, you know, you came to me with a figure. I didn't come to you. So we finally said, okay, go in the middle, 64.5. Now he comes back to me that there is some problem with the title, the way it was conveyed to me, because it was basically an executor's deed. And, oh, no, I can't insure a title like that. So I'm about to say, you know what, go away.
What you do is ghost him. And if he's really interested, he'll keep on trying. And after you've ghosted him for about a week or 10 days, if he's still trying, then say, hey, it is what it is. That's the price. And there you go.
True. I had interest in that about a year before. And same thing happened. I don't think, you know, somebody doesn't like the fact that the property was basically passed down through, I guess what you call an executor deed. So this guy says, well, it needs to go through probate. I write him back, it's already gone through probate. You know, what do you want to know? The Nassau County probate records are sealed. It's not like I could get them for you. Oh, well, then something like it would have to go through the same procedure in Nevada. Yeah, great. I got to hire an attorney for that and spend how many thousands of dollars to sell something that, you know, so I was hoping on having that money, but I guess I'm not going to.
Well, I guess what you'll have to do is just get a, you know, go out there or contact those folks and say, hey, fix my title. That way you'll be able to get it straightened out with the, what do they call it, a county out there?
Contact an attorney in Nevada who's licensed to practice there. He'd have to get the probate records somehow from Nassau County, New York. Actually, I don't know what the hell he would have to do at this point. And, you know, is it worth paying, let's say, $1,000 to find out, to end up with a property I still might not be able to sell? And probably I'm not going to use, because I don't see myself going out there, you know, realistically anytime soon. I don't have what I need really to develop that property into something where I could actually, you know, like, live on it.
Well, that's a tough spot to be in. Well, in the meantime, at least we've got some rain.
Fortunate. I was out 7:30 yesterday. The temperature was already up to damn. At around midday, it was up to holy crap. And by late afternoon, it was at, you gotta freaking be kidding me. So today might not be quite as bad.
Heat index warning out already today, and it's supposed to get pretty hot by mid afternoon. But keep in mind, now you're down in Lawrence County, right?
Bay Court would be like what, the northwest part of Lawrence County, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the forecast for there is. I do know what it is for Spartanburg and Inman. That's a pretty good piece north of you. They're telling that we might get some thunderstorms with some pretty sharp wind. So just be aware, you might get some pretty good thunderstorms this afternoon.
4CBA. Hey Glenn, hey Steve, and what are you boys up to today?
Flying this morning. Had a good day flying. Yeah, it wasn't too bad until about 30 minutes ago, and I started melting.
Salt doesn't melt, it lumps.
I know about that. And like I said, I started melting, and sugar melts. Salt dissipates. And I was just melting.
Lose my breakfast here. Oh, man, I may have to pull over.
Glenn, are you going to let him talk to me that way?
Hey, I have no control. This is a free speech repeater, I guess. No, actually, I've been on a few of those. There's some nastier repeaters out there. This is one of the more polite ones.
Yeah, except for moments in time when we get some QRM on here. But then again, there's always stupidity in every rank.
You know, if I didn't like Steve, I wouldn't say anything to him. So there you go.
Don't know those people. So I guess the amateur radio community is the same way. We each find our own little our own repeater frequency, or our own little tavern to hang out at, or whatever. It gets, of course, sort of clubby in that way.
Double with you, Glenn. I'm part of that. I was just saying, if I didn't like Steve, I wouldn't have anything to say to him. So, you know, we're always hurling insults, especially if somebody leaves the door open. You know, you just jump right in. Oh, me. Well, y'all carry on. This was a short trip for me. I'm just headed down the street here to Publix to pick up a prescription. And, but I'll be back in a minute and give y'all time to clear out before I get back. Anyway, y'all carry on. 73's KB4CPA.
Hey, Dave, before you go, did you get a text from Phil about what he's going to be doing this weekend?
I got a picture. Are you kidding me? That boy is excited. In fact, he just called me. I just talked to him on the phone. He called me. So he's all pumped up about putting that radio in the car. And I can't wait to see it. I mean, he was telling me some of the features, and looks like you got a good deal on it. So anyway, we'll see. I can't wait to do a radio check for him. I'll say, man, you're breaking up. you're really dialing in the noise.
No. You're eating the microphone. Yeah, hold it at least 2 inches away from your mouth. I know he's listening. I just hope he can figure out how to use it.
Boy can read, and he has, and it will come with a manual. And he told me my radio is cross-band repeat, but I don't see anything in the manual about it. I'm gonna have to YouTube it or something, and see what I can find, or call ICOM or something. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm in between the white lines, so let me jump out of here. Y'all carry on. Good to hear you in there, Glenn. 73's KB4CBA.
Oh, Glenn, didn't mean to kind of freeze you out there for a second, bud. I just had to tease my my friend about our other buddy real quick and his new radio.
Calls, unfortunately, are written in, machine-translated Chinese. So, if you have the manual, good. If not, probably just as well. This radio here, this old Kenwood actually has crossband repeat. I could probably make something come out on the 70 centimeter side, or the other way around. Yeah, that's what it is. You can come in on 70 centimeters and come out on 2 meters. I don't know if you can go the other way, but I can set up my own repeater for whatever good that may do.
On a VM71.
A bit older. This is a TM. I can't read it. TM733. It's a Kenwood for maybe, I don't know. It's not, you know, I don't have PC programmability, so that's why there's really only 2 or 3 frequencies in here. I had maybe a dozen or more programs in here at one time. They got dumped out somehow. Maybe I had to reset something.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, yeah, I had a VM71 or something like that. It was a 71, and it was a good radio. It was real good. Well, listen, I just arrived back at the Hacienda, and I've got to unload all of my airplanes. And then I have got to go and seek out some air conditioning. So, listen, when it starts hitting oh crap on the verge of oh my god, just go find yourself an air conditioning vent, bud. Don't stress yourself. It ain't worth it. So, be healthy out there, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA. I'm clear after your final.
Try not to burn up. All right, well, we'll talk to you later. 73s, it's KD2 BNG. You have a good one. Stay cool.